Just to let you know, I don't give a fuck what your fucking San Antonio girls do in Bexar County. Jail or prison. But to claim that you, like, own the whole motherfucking city and you can do whatever the fuck you want to me, claiming I was already like this, you're going to regret it. Because I'm going to post this everywhere. You think you're going to do something with a podcast? I can control the content. I can say whatever I want because it's all mine. You know, when you try to step in, you look like a fucking loser trying to control something for your own benefit. Like, for a personal reason. Care to give that personal reason? Because, you know, you don't have to like what's on here. And I send it to the sheriff's department. You don't have to like what's on here. But you want me to give my reason? You know, all these people who think they're going to do something and be something, they're all illiterate, ignorant, fucking claiming to be gang members, looking like boys, looking like girls, you know, thinking they're master manipulators, and then claim that they're being attacked in prison. Or somebody makes fun of you and you want to claim, then you can manipulate the rights of a LGBTQ victim when you can't. Because you are not that. You are just like something. You are TDCJ. You know, victims of LGBTQ are people who, you know who they are. Not are confused or trying to be manipulated. Just to get attention and, you know, pity. Because of everything I'm posting on here. Or claiming to be special using, you know, what I'm researching. Because sometimes I'll post something or it'll be in my phone and it's gone. And, you know, I was casually talking to an FBI agent. And he's a black FBI agent. And I sent him a picture of me. And a picture that went through was a picture of some fucking trash Mexican, like, dump truck. You know, it wasn't in my phone. Something else went through. And he's like, who's that? I'm like, I don't know. I've never seen it before. So, yeah, TDCJ, Bexar County Sheriff's Department. You know, it gets old that I find everything. And your last desperate resort, you know, with this technology, to somebody who's not even supposed to be on, shouldn't even be on parole. Never got a trial. You try to help a so-called victim's family make somebody look like something they're not. Or sexually exploit. Y'all had fun thinking y'all were doing it publicly, like you're going to make an example out of the Army. Like your group of cops and gang members are going to make an example out of the Army, taking advantage of it. Yeah? That's interesting, because you don't sexually exploit any veteran in this world. You don't deserve to know their story, what's happened to them, what's not happened to them. Nothing. This is how they have tried to force someone to be killed, to force them out of San Antonio before. I can get his statement. Do you hear? I can get the statement from him. They're trying to force me out of San Antonio. Tell, I sent it to military installations. Tell how you wanted to facilitate, you know, it was a veteran agency endeavor, GI form. And, you know, play along thinking, you know, cause, you know I get certain people only know so much. Thinking you were going to, you know, segregate me to, like you did in TDCJ, you tried to segregate me to make me play Willie Support. That I didn't want to fucking play. What the fuck is there to play with you? I don't even know you. I don't want to. Am I, you know, I'm a veteran. You're a trash wannabe gangster who murdered a little girl. There's a difference. You're not in a car accident. Car accident going 35, 40 miles an hour. Nobody's girlfriend. And I date biracial. So are you going to tell the whole world of biracial people? You know, that you are sitting back relaxing and acting like nothing's happened. But I'm exposing everything about what's happened to me and what was used, because it's only, you know, for certain people. It's not for people who think they're going to go in prison, some of the dumbest criminals, and then, you know, act like they're going to come out famous.
What can I get for you?
Okay, you wanted me to look like some kind of manipulator, some kind of something. You know, I have pictures of when I was in prison, you know, when I got out my ID, hundreds of pictures since I've been out, claiming I'm a manipulator. You're lying, because you're trying to cover for, you know, trash Mexicans. Bexar County, you know, like you that showed up at Blue Pond and Palace and, you know, the whole story, doing this with technology. And, you know, there's some people in other cities trying to get in for, you know, the good people. So you ruin the, like, you're just trying to make, there's real victims, you know, like innocent victims being killed. You know, or, you know, scenarios, situations. And you are wanting attention. You wanted to sexually exploit a rape victim. You can't blame my family. Because by reiterating that I'm a rape victim, it's just like Gabrielle Union. She tells everybody her story. And she's strong. And then there's y'all. Because you cover for your gay member buddies or your drug dealer buddies or whatever. I don't know. Like, you don't get a conversation. Or make a choice for someone's body, for someone's life. Where does that happen? Isn't that cruel and unusual punishment? Like a violation of civil rights, discrimination, and I'm in uniform as in some of these places. Yeah. And don't act like I was like this already. You know, I have the pictures that you altered the military. And I wish, you know, that's computerized. And I've seen certain people, you know, on TV with the same computerizing. So you can't really, no individual can say, oh, I did that or anything. You had no reason to want to mutilate, rape, and take advantage of a veteran. I can contact every veteran agency that helps, you know, victims. Because, you know, it's already hard in the Army to report some things. And, you know, I see all the articles and I study them and I read them. And every, you know, their stories. And then you wanted to cause one, Bexar County Sheriff's Department. A little bit of technology. And then you turn into something, you know, we don't. Because I have had to deal with thousands of people. You know, I worked at a venue where it was a capacity of 1,000. And, you know, I didn't kill myself or somebody else. Do you think, you know, you can make me look crazy or stupid? Or us, like Damian Daniel. Like, we're just so mentally ill. He, you know, had combat, and I could just tell if I studied the pictures and story enough what happened. Me, I went to TDCJ. Is that a deployment? Is it? Because you can't sexually exploit a victim that has been to therapy. It's illegal. And, you know, you can't try to think you can get away with anything at all, because, you know, my body wasn't made that way. You wanted to redo everything to make me look like something I'm not. It's on a camera in Mary Dorm at Marlin Unit.